Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation, in fact, on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all kinds of music that can be kind of crowbarred into that genre, because those genres are kind of fairly fluffy anyway. And this is the first show of 2010, or 2010, I don't care particularly how people want to call that. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel. So I hope to bring you, well, some interesting music. Some bit of new stuff has come out over Christmas, or at least landed in my hands, and a good bunch of old stuff as well, and a bit of a rundown somewhere in the middle of the show about things, gigs and events, that kind of thing going on, club nights, gigs, events, all going on that kind of fit into this world of things. And open there with one of those tracks, Rhombus, the Mighty Rhombus, a band from Huddersfield who I've played a handful of times on the show before, have released their latest album, Open the Sky, and that came out just before Christmas, just after the last show I recorded. Well, I said it's a week, fortnightly show, but my last show was on the 17th, and it was, you know, my show was going to land on New Year's Eve, so we had the special thing that happened there, and Dark Simulation stood aside proudly to let the New Year's Eve things happen. So, yeah, I haven't been on the radio for like a month now, and it's feeling a bit odd, I've got to tell you. But as I say, loads of new stuff. Rhombus, Open the Sky with Lightning Strikes Twice. That album is brilliant. Now, I know the Rhombus people, I've met them around and about, and they're good chaps. And I could be kind of biased saying, oh, it's my friends of mine and they've released this album, but no, this stunned me a little. It's top quality stuff, really well recorded, really well played, really well written. If you like your kind of goth rock in that style, grab that album. It is just brilliant. It's solid all the way through. Every track is great, and I'll no doubt be playing loads of stuff off it in the future. But now I'm going to go with another band that I think they've been around a while, and this album actually has been around out for a few months, but this is the first time it kind of came past my ears, and this is a band called Void with a track called Shake the Sleep. I'm going to go to the next one.
retract a reliance on ways. I don't react. I see a prophecy of pestilence looming. That kind of crap is so anathema to me. I take for granted I'll get taken for a ride. A broken stereo and heater stuck in 99.
Had for some reason cleared away the cobwebs. I realized I didn't hate the cabinet door. I hated my life, my house, my family, my backyard. Nothing would ever change. Nothing new could ever be expected. It had to end. And it did. Now, in the dark world where I dwell, ugly things and surprising things, and sometimes little wonders that spill out at me constantly. I can count on nothing.
Melodies are silent in my brain like a drone. I've been 3 days awake on a shitload of coke, man. She's looking at me with that evil smile. I know that gleam in her eye, and then she blows it with style, yeah. The city loves you, crossing, rising with a light from within that races straight to your brain, yeah. The city loves you, crossing, rising as we're here in the now, we're pushing forwards to mayhem. Flaming hard to blast the battle loud and screaming. Hard to pass the battle louder. Hard to pass the battle louder. Screaming. Hard to pass the battle louder. Hard to pass the battle louder. Screaming. Hard to pass the battle louder. Hard to pass the battle louder. Screaming. Hard to pass the battle louder.
Because we feel so much more to see. Relatives were sat in my brain in the days. I've been 4 days awake and I can't feel my face, man. She's all over me with an evil smile. I know the gleam in her eye, and then she falls into style, yeah. The city, it loves you, crossing, rising. With that life from within, that races straight to your brain, yeah. The city, it loves you, crossing, rising. As we're here in the now, we're pushing forwards to mayhem. Living hard and fast, the battle loudest scream.
That was Grendel with Chemicals and Circuitry from the EP or single of the same name. Before that, we had a couple of tracks I've been waiting for ages. Well, certainly, Everything Goes Cold. If you've listened to this show all over the past year, you'll know pretty much every other show I wibble about this band, ask them when there are albums coming out, know it's coming out soon, and been pretty much wibbling on about them forever since I discovered them. And they finally released their album, which is called Versus General Failure. So it's Everything Goes Cold Versus General Failure. That track was retried. That's one of the new ones that wasn't on the EP released earlier in the year. And the whole album is pretty darn good, to say. I've been waiting for it for this long. I thought I might have built up the hype. I've only actually given it one listen so far. This is literally just swung past me, landed in my hands only a few hours before this show, so I've not really given it a great listening, but first listens, it's sounding great. And before that, a bunch of friends recommended me a band called Void, with a track called, and then I went and picked up their album, and it is very, very good. This is a band that I don't know how I've missed. They are just, that album, if you like that kind of polished EBM sounding stuff, it's brilliant. It's just a great album. Not a bad track on it again, kind of like the Rhombus thing, but in a completely different style. And that's a track called Shake the Sleep from the album This Is Not a False Alarm Anymore. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on them and no doubt playing tracks off them in the future. What I am going to do is play you a couple more tracks now, actually. Really, I think I'm going to wait till pretty much the middle of the show and then run down the gigs and clubs and stuff going on in the area. So I'm now going to continue with something kind of newish. It's from Rotterdam's latest album, but that came out like a month or so before Christmas. So it's not that new, but, you know, you can't have a whole show full of cutting-edge stuff. You got to keep it mixed up, haven't you? So this is Speak to Me. Thank you. You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Ashbury Heights with Cry Havoc from Three Cheers from the New for the Newly Deads. And before that, we had Rotterdam with Speak to Me from their latest album, Random is Resistance. Right now, it's time to run down the gigs, clubs, and stuff going on in the local area. Basically, this coming Saturday the 16th of January, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. As always, it's got the main room, which is full of goth, cheese, alternative, bit of everything in there, and the Mutate room, which is hard dance and industrial electronic stuff. It's still £5 on the door. It still runs from 9pm till 2:30am, and more information can be found at www.wendyhouse.org. There's a gig coming up on Saturday the 30th of January, a couple of weeks after that, which is Zeitgeist Zero, Project and Screaming Branchy Aircrew are playing Rio's in Leeds. I don't have much details on that about cost and stuff, but a quick Google, I'm sure you can find out some details on that. If you're going, three good bands, well worth seeing. Following that, Friday the 5th of February, it's got the Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. £3 before 11pm, runs from 10pm till 3am, and more information can be found at fridayflock.net. Also, Saturday the 6th of February, is Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds. That runs from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., £2.50 on the door, and more information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Now, fairly big news. We've got the Eden House playing on Monday, the 8th of February, at the Subculture in Leeds, support from Rhombus and Legion. Now, the Eden House are a collective, a kind of super band, led by Stephen Carey, formerly of The Burning Effigy, and Tony Pentitit, former member, founding member of the Fields of the Nephilim. So there is no just one singer. They kind of have a rolling set of members to make kind of pretty darn good goth music. Now, they've got guest vocalists who have included Julian Regan from All About Eve and Monica Richards from Faith and the Muse. Basically, it's going to be quite a gig. Big names like NFD, All About Eve, band members are going to be there playing. I don't know exactly who is going to be in this lineup for this particular gig, but it should be a good gig anyway. So more information about that gig can be found at www.sheepish.net/live. Who else have we got? Following Saturday the 13th of February, the Ghost of Lamora play the Zoo Bar in Bradford. That's part of the Bad Moon Rising live gigs. Free admission before 9 p.m. The support goes on stage at 9 p.m. and the headliner on at 10, followed by a club night brought to you by our Goth Up North pals. And of course, it's well worth mentioning the weekly nights that we have. We're being kind of spoiled by having in this Yorkshire area. We've got here in Bradford Bad Moon Rising every Thursday, 7 p.m. till late at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. Entry is free, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And Black Sheep over in Leeds every Sunday from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. at the Subculture in Leeds. Again, entry free, and more information can be found at sheepish.net. Right, I'm going to plough on with the tunes. And this is some Frontline Assembly, I think. Oh, which CD player is it in? Hopefully this one. We'll be right back. That was Mesh with If We Stay Here from their latest release, A Perfect Solution. Ice Scintilla before that with Ammunition, that's from the Prayer New CD single that was recently released. And before that, from quite a while back, Frontline Assembly with Hayload from Epitaph. All great tracks of varying ages. And as usual, I'm kind of running out of time. Actually, this show's going to end very oddly, I think. So I just really wanted to squeeze in at least this, probably at least a couple of tracks, but certainly this one. This is Clyde, and I think I mentioned ages and ages ago that they were releasing a covers album, and this is it. It took me forever to get it. It just had delays and delays, and at one point it got lost in the post when it was coming across the sea. So it's been incredibly unlucky trying to get it to me, which is a real shame because it's quite a good album. And I'm just going to play you their version of Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. Now, this is a classic track. I was really into the Mac when I was growing up, and this is it. Quite fun, actually. And I have run out of time, as usual. I'm going to leave you tonight with Covenant's Call the Ships to Ports from Northern Light, and I'll be back in a fortnight, like usual. So, tune in. See you later.
to sleep. A million burning bugs like torches in our hands. A fabric of ideals to decorate our homes. A thousand generations, the soil on which we walk. A mountain of mistakes for us to climb for pleasure. A hundred lots of chicken, the line becomes a circle. Spin the wheel of fortune or learn to navigate. A choir full of longing. We'll call our ships to port. The countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark. A choir full of longing. We'll call our ships to port. The countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark.